Tengo diabetes.
Yo, asma.
Estamos en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica.
19 años o más con afecciones crónicas como asma, diabetes, EPOC o enfermedad cardíaca, o tienes 65 años o más, estás en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Aunque te hayas vacunado previamente con otras vacunas contra la neumonía, Prevnar 20 puede ayudar a proveer protección adicional. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones de 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Los adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. Los efectos secundarios incluyen dolor e hinchazón en el área de la inyección, fatiga, dolor de cabeza, dolor muscular y en las coyunturas. Para obtener la información para la prescripción completa, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com.
I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff. In my new podcast series, Cold-Blooded, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halpern. Experience this investigation in a truly unique way, untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one case, but almost a dozen. Listen to Cold-Blooded, the Apollo Gym Murders on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Are coming back to Atlanta
right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars, because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
From executive producers Dania Ramirez and myself, Eva Longoria, Sisters of the Underground tells the powerful story of the Mirabal sisters, real-life Latinas, who sacrificed everything for the fight for freedom.
Ventana, window, puerta, door. Ve esta chicha, piso, por.
Adela, cuidado, niña. Be careful with the jump rope in the yard.
Don't worry, tía. I got this.
Okay, bang. Tengo muy buenas noticias. I just got off a call with the museum director, and guess what?
What?
We can visit and drop off the letters tomorrow.
Yes, I can't wait.
Okay, come on. Let's go inside and start getting your bouquet ready to take to the museum.
Okay. So, I'm wondering, did Abuela Minerva get out of prison?
Ay, Adela. Things get really tough now. I don't know. Yo no sé si voy a seguir con esto contigo. Sometimes I think I should just be reading you fairy tales.
I'm too old for those, tía.
You know what I mean. Happy stories with happy endings. But our story is too complicated for that. It took courage for Mami Mate to stand up to the bullies in prison. But it also took courage for Doña Chea and Dede to look for them. Early one morning, they hired a driver to take them to the Capitol. They were so determined to find them that they even risked rousing the Trujillos. And they started with the eldest brother, Virgilio Trujillo.
Yes? How can I help you?
Hola, señora. My name is Chea. We are searching for my two daughters, Minerva Mirabal and Maria Teresa Mirabal. They were taken from us by the general's men. We thought your husband might use his influence to bring us to them.
We are well aware of your family's ill intentions towards the government. We don't mingle with enemies of the state.
Yo entiendo eso. But all I'm asking is to know where they're being held, por favor. They are our family, and I know that you can understand how we feel.
I cannot help you, but perhaps Don Romeo can give you that information.
Don Romeo was another of Trujillo's brothers, younger than Virgilio, and just as loyal and cruel. Julia gave her the address under the pretense of helping her. In reality, it was just the Trujillo family's way of fanning their own egos. They enjoyed watching desperate people begging them for favors. So, when Doña Chea y Dede showed up at Romeo Trujillo's doorstep, he was all smiles and warm welcome, como el hipócrita que era.
Señora Chea, what a pleasant surprise. Welcome to my home.
It is generous of you to see us, Romeo. Gracias.
And who is this lovely lady?
I'm Dede. Nice to meet you.
Of course, the other sister. I haven't heard much about you, but I suppose that's a good thing. Please, take a seat. Would you care for some delicious lechosa juice, fresh made today?
No, muchas gracias, no quiero.
We're here because we are trying to locate Maria Teresa and Minerva. Julia Trujillo suggested you might be able to help us.
Doña Chea, don't you worry. I'm pretty sure there was some sort of mix-up.
¿Cómo? ¿A mix-up?
Sí. The problem is not Maria Teresa. It's Minerva.
But both of them were arrested. Además, yo siento
Espérate,
que nosotros...
Let me do the talking, por favor. It wasn't just them. Their husbands have also been detained. And since we don't want to speculate, we decided to obtain the truth from someone like you. You're surely privy to the thinking behind decisions like this.
Actually, I'm not. My brother is a very private man. But trust me, Chea, go back home. Be at peace. The regime does not punish those who do not deserve it.
But who is thought to deserve it? Mis hijas son buenas mujeres, son buenas esposas, y son ciudadanas responsables, y sus maridos también lo son.
Sí, pero Chea, Minerva is a real threat. We can all admit that. And yet, despite our belief that she has conspired against us, you have no proof that my brother or his men ever hurt your daughters. Don't forget, this government did promise to protect the rights of women. Unfortunately, we can't promise the same for their husbands.
After the meeting with Romeo, Doña Chea knew that she had reached a dead end in her quest to find and free her daughters. Any approach to the government was fruitless. She and Dede were met with resistance, personal threats, or justifications. Their spirits were crushed. Those were very dark days in the town of Salcedo.
A sizable number of rebels are being taken captive. No one is above Trujillo, and they will pay the price. By land, air, or sea, he will capture anyone and everyone who attempts to fight the regime.
I was staying in Montecristi with relatives for a while. But then Mama Chea brought me back to Salcedo so I could be with her, mi tías, and my little brother Manolito. Dede had her own home now. And then one cool February morning.
Jaimito, ¿qué pasó?
Men with guns. They came to the house. I think they are taking Doña Chea.
Mama? Ay, Dios mío.
Dede hopped on the fastest mule they had.
Qué barbaridad esto ahora, please, God. Don't let them take my mother. Dale, dale, vamos, bendito burro. Rápido, rápido.
The mule, on the other hand, had other ideas, as mules do, and instead of taking the main road, she suddenly veered down a dirt path, ran into a clothesline, got frightened, and boom! Bucked her off. And Dede landed right in the middle of a thorny bush.
Ouch! That was some fall.
Ay, 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 I'm so sorry, perdone, mire, all your clean clothes. Can you grab her right now? Se va.
I've got her. Here, take my hand. Are you all right? Do you want to sit down? My house is just around the bend.
That's very kind of you, but I have to go. My mom, she's in trouble. Please help me get back home, señorita. Por favor.
Okay, I'll hold her.
Ay, gracias, mi niña. Pues dale, burro. Burro de la porra.
Era una mujer en una misión. Dede rode the mule even faster. She knew she had lost precious moments. To her, the idea of Chea being taken captive was unimaginable. Her mind was being flooded with images and sounds from what she had heard about the regime's treatment of prisoners. After agonizing moments, she finally reached her destination.
Patria, what's going on?
Dede, what's wrong?
Was mommy taken? Where is she?
No, Dede. Some military men came, and when Pedro saw them, he darted out the house like a headless chicken. They came to inform us that we can go to the capital and pick Minerva and Mate up. They're going to be released.
Ay, Virgen de la Altagracia, qué bueno. I could have killed myself. Pero gracias, Dios, gracias.
Lo que le esperó no fue muy bueno, mi niña. Dede y Patria immediately made all the arrangements to travel to the capital. But when they arrived at the intelligence headquarters, they were turned away, told to come back tomorrow. This happened for over a week. It was just another manipulation. Then, finally, Mami Tia were released.
Mis hijas, how much I missed you.
Hola, mami, bendición. Patria y Dede, vengan, denme un abrazo.
Ay, mi hermana.
Ay, por fin.
Qué falta me hicieron, mis hermanas, Dios mío.
When they finally got home, Minerva was quiet for a long time. What do you say to someone who has been through something like that?
I'm so glad you're home, hermanas.
You can't imagine what we went through to find you both. Ay, ay, ay.
Bueno, we figured they must have stopped you from looking.
We tried everywhere and everyone. They were just playing with us.
Minerva, mija, ¿quieres café?
Yes, please.
Dede, what happened to your legs? You have marks all over.
Tú no quieres saber. I fell off a mule.
Sí. Mi hija, aquí está tu café.
Gracias, mami.
Minerva, you're too quiet, hermana. Are you okay?
It was bad in there. Tomasina Cabral, they wanted to make an example of her. We were luckier for some reason, less physical torture than the others. But it was non-stop questions. We didn't even know half the time if it was day or night. But we had a strategy, though, ¿verdad, Mate?
Mm-hmm.
During the interrogations, we answered their questions with another question. It drove them crazy, and they weren't able to extract much. Pero Manolo was cherry-picked to undergo the most suffering and bear the brunt of their vengeance. Ay, mami, I miss him so much. I think hell is a picnic compared to La Cuarenta. And of course, Trujillo never does the dirty work. He wouldn't even dare show his face, sleeping peacefully in his palace somehow while the blood of the country is on his hands.
Ese hombre es un desgraciado.
Dede.
But he is, mama, he is.
He must be getting scared, though. Did you hear the news? They're accusing him of an attack on Venezuela's President Betancourt.
I want to brief you, my citizens of Venezuela, that you must have complete trust in the stability of your government. and on your decision to elect me democratically as president until my full term ends on April 19th, 1964. I have no doubt in my mind that yesterday's terrorist attack on the presidency was perpetrated by the Dominican dictator, whom I have been very critical of, and whose reign is living on borrowed time, a dying prehistoric animal, unsuitable for the 20th century.
How could they miss the target?
I apologize, Jefe. The bomb explosion was delayed a few seconds. Only the military chief and a student died. The rest only sustained burns.
Fuck. What a waste.
But we can try again. But we should wait to see if there's another response from Betancourt. Based on that speech, I dare to say that it won't be violent, but tactical.
What do you mean?
He will look for an international platform on which to denounce you. Probably the Organization of the American States. He will take advantage of the circumstances to make himself look like a martyr and to vilify you.
If they believe him, it's just one more group after me. The church and the gringos already want a piece of me. They have no idea who they are dealing with. Dios y Trujillo.
Jefe, let's focus our attention on our closest enemies. Like you said.
Si, Aves. The terrorists on our soil have nowhere to go. We already demonstrated that we know where to find them and what we can do when we get them.
Tengo diabetes.
Yo, asma.
Estamos en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica.
19 años o más con afecciones crónicas como asma, diabetes, EPOC o enfermedad cardíaca, o tienes 65 años o más, estás en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Aunque te hayas vacunado previamente con otras vacunas contra la neumonía, Prevnar 20 puede ayudar a proveer protección adicional. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones de 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Los adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. Los efectos secundarios incluyen dolor e hinchazón en el área de la inyección, fatiga, dolor de cabeza, dolor muscular y en las coyunturas. Para obtener la información para la prescripción completa, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com.
I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff. In my new podcast series, Cold Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halpern.
It's just a shame, you know, that they took him from us.
Experience this investigation in a truly unique way, knocking on doors, uncovering new evidence, including the DNA of a potential killer.
My name is Danny Smith. I'm a detective with Miramar Police Department. This is Scott Weinberger. We're actually reopening an old case, and your name came up.
Untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one murder, but almost a dozen.
I thought they were going to kill me, so I kept my mouth shut, and I didn't say anything. All these years, I didn't say anything.
Listen to Cold Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV True Crime Podcast, To Live and Die in L.A. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world, and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent, telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turned sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Who hasn't heard names like Achilles or Odysseus, Cassandra, Medusa? But how much do you know about them from the ancient world? Let's Talk About Myths, Baby, is the podcast bringing the ancient sources to life. Greek myth and history is timeless, and unless you've been living under a rock, you have seen just how true that is today. But there is so much more to these characters and stories than what pop culture can do justice. I'm Liv Albert, the host of Let's Talk About Myths, Baby, and every week I bring you stories from the ancient world, both mythological and historical, to breathe new life into these thousands of years old stories. I'm also regularly joined by some of the most brilliant names in the field of archaeology and ancient history, authors of your favorite retellings from today, and everyone in between. Join me as I dive into the wild world of the ancient Greeks and their stories. Listen to Let's Talk About Myths, Baby, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s...
She looked like a million bucks.
...with zero qualifications...
She had a Harvard plaque.
...tricks her way past a wall of lawyers and agents.
She's got all of these Maseratis and Bentleys all in the driveway.
Is it like a mansion?
Yes, it's a mansion. ...that this queen of the con uses to scam some of the biggest names in professional sports out of untold fortunes.
About $6 million.
Approximately $11 million.
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
Employing whatever means necessary to bleed her victims dry.
She would probably have sex with one of her clients.
Hide your money in your old rich man, because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
With international pressure mounting, General Trujillo has decided to hold a trial for the prisoners of the 14th of June movement today in Ciudad Trujillo.
Papi, Leandro, and a group of other men went to trial that day. Ay, their bodies were full of bruises and they were several pounds lighter, all shadows of their younger selves. But outside of the courthouse, brave supporters cheered them on.
Those accused are Manolo Tavares Justo, president of the movement, and another member, Leandro de Guzman. They appear to have been severely beaten, and the assembled crowd are expressing outrage.
Lo bueno fue, the trial was covered internationally. For the first time, the whole world could witness how Trujillo's regime treated political prisoners. And if the knowledge shocked those abroad, it made many Dominicans more willing to fight back.
Mira, mira, ahí vienen. Here they come.
Manolo!
Leandro, mi amor.
Ay, Dios mío, what did they do to them?
Good afternoon. You may all sit.
In this court of the Palace of Justice with Judge Ventura Gonzalez, the defendants Dr. Manuel Aurelio Tavares Justo and engineer Jose Ramon Leandro Guzman Rodriguez stand accused of being co-perpetrators of the crime of treason and plotting an organized attack against the security of the state, risking the safety of all Dominican people.
Prosecutor Virgilio Garrido.
Buenas tardes, Your Honor. We have evidence that shows that during the month of January of 1960, Manuel Tavares Justo, also known as Manolo, was in Monte Cristi recruiting new members for his underground movement. In addition, he, together with Guzman Rodriguez and other members, had collected over 100 firearms and explosives. These were hidden in the home of Patria Mirabal and Pedro Gonzalez in Ojo de Agua, Salcedo. The group distributed these weapons around municipalities and provinces in El Cibao to other members of the movement with the intention of overthrowing the government of our leader and benefactor, the Generalísimo Trujillo. With these actions, the defendants have endangered the welfare and security of the homeland.
Defendant's attorney, Bruno Ernesto Sanchez, your opening statement.
Good afternoon, Your Honor. I, together with my colleagues, represent the defendant, Mr. Tavares Justo. The defendant stands here today wrongly accused of the crime of arms possession and treason. A very serious offense. The prosecutor has stated that my client is guilty of distributing these weapons with the intention of overthrowing the government of the Generalismo Trujillo. While the defendant did have arms, there is not a shred of evidence to prove that he is guilty of the charge. The defendant has never conspired to endanger the well-being of his Dominican brothers and sisters. He loves his country and people and has always been a true patriot and outstanding citizen. The only appropriate verdict in this case is not guilty. Thank you.
The trial lasted a few days. Papi was among one of the people who testified in court. He wanted his voice to be heard, of course. The prosecution was merciless.
What do you do for a living, Señor Tavares Justo?
I'm a lawyer.
Who hasn't practiced in a while, as you've been clearly occupied with other pressing matters.
Objection, Your Honor.
Order sustained.
Do you recall a meeting that took place on January 10th at the residence of Charlie Bogart in Valverde, Mao of this year?
Yes, I do.
And what took place at this meeting?
It was a gathering of family and friends. We had some drinks and played dominoes.
How often did these gatherings occur?
Maybe twice a week.
And you expect us to believe that you met twice a week for just a round of dominoes and drinks?
Objection, Your Honor. He's leading the defendant.
Sustained. What self-respecting Dominican doesn't like to play dominoes and drink once in a while?
Okay, Tavin. Let's look at other actions. Tell us why you visited the city of San Francisco de Macorís every day during the early weeks of January of this year.
I had a sick relative.
We have evidence to the contrary. In fact, we are able to prove that your visits there were for the purpose of recruiting followers and amassing weapons.
No, that's not true.
You were plotting to eliminate those you perceived as your enemies. We have seized letters of yours in which you declare those intentions. We will submit these to the court. And
objection, Your Honor. Article 1603 of our judicial code states that it is illegal to open private letters and to reveal and divulge their contents.
Senora Mirabal, please take a seat or you'll have to leave the courtroom. Minerva.
You are accusing two innocent men who fought courageously for the rights and freedoms of every person in this country.
Silence.
No. We've been silent and complacent for far too long.
Look at them. They're killing and torturing dozens of our brothers and sisters. How many more people need to die for our justice system to do something? What more do you need?
That's enough. You were permitted in this court as family members, not as agitators. Guards, remove these women.
Let me go.
Cowards, cobardes!
Order in the court.
You can't silence us. Our country's anthem says we have a right to be free.
Tengo diabetes.
Yo, asma.
Estamos en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica.
19 años o más con afecciones crónicas como asma, diabetes, EPOC o enfermedad cardíaca, o tienes 65 años o más, estás en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Aunque te hayas vacunado previamente con otras vacunas contra la neumonía, Prevnar 20 puede ayudar a proveer protección adicional. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones de 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Los adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. Los efectos secundarios incluyen dolor e hinchazón en el área de la inyección, fatiga, dolor de cabeza, dolor muscular y en las coyunturas. Para obtener la información para la prescripción completa, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20 en español.com.
I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff. In my new podcast series, Cold Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halpern.
It's just a shame, you know, that they took him from us.
Experience this investigation in a truly unique way, knocking on doors, uncovering new evidence, including the DNA of a potential killer.
My name is Danny Smith. I'm a detective with Miramar Police Department. This is Scott Weinberger. We're actually reopening an old case, and your name came up.
Untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one murder, but almost a dozen.
I thought they were going to kill me, so I kept my mouth shut and I didn't say anything. All these years, I didn't say anything.
Listen to Cold Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV true crime podcast, To Live and Die in L.A. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world, and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turns sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart's Outspoken Network for a year, and what a year it has been. Every weekday, I navigate our rapidly changing world alongside our series of fabulous expert guests. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Woke not just to the latest headlines, but also to the collective power we all have. Woke to the need to build community with those around us. Woke to how to avoid burnout. And woke to the ways we can all find joy in the madness. Make Woke AF Daily with Danielle Moody your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. And tune in to hear the ways I am working to stay grounded amidst it all. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Who hasn't heard names like Achilles or Odysseus, Cassandra, Medusa? But how much do you know about them from the ancient world? Let's Talk About Myths, Baby is the podcast bringing the ancient sources to life. Greek myth and history is timeless, and unless you've been living under a rock, you have seen just how true that is today. But there is so much more to these characters and stories than what pop culture can do justice. I'm Liv Albert, the host of Let's Talk About Myths, Baby, and every week I bring you stories from the ancient world, both mythological and historical, to breathe new life into these thousands of years old stories. I'm also regularly joined by some of the most brilliant names in the field of archaeology and ancient history, authors of your favorite retellings from today, and everyone in between. Join me as I dive into the wild world of the ancient Greeks and their stories. Listen to Let's Talk About Myths, Baby on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Why did they start singing the national anthem? Weren't they against the government
Sí, mi niña. But they still love their country, their home. Siempre orgullosas. When I think about that moment, I am just so proud of their bravery. To remind everyone in the court who they were and what their country meant to them. It was a small victory against the regime. A few days later, Papi y Tio Leandro would be sentenced to 30 years in prison and receive a fine of 600,000 pesos.
Whoa, that's a lot.
Demasiado. Mami was devastated, and so was the rest of the movement. She tried to put on a brave face in front of us, but deep down she was really sad. And so were Mate and Patria.
Well, our bouquet looks beautiful.
You always cheer me up. Sí, mi amor. Beautiful. Just like they are.
Jefe, the ruckus that the Mirabal sister caused at the courtroom a few days ago must have fueled something. The embassies are packed with people trying to get out of the country.
Send guards over to hold the agua immediately. And do not lose sight of them.
As you wish, my jefe.
On May 18th, del 1960, members of Trujillo's police, the CIM, arrested Mami y Tia Mate once again.
What? July 40 again?
No. This time, to the penitentiary in La Victoria, where they would be locked up with Sina Cabral for 3 long months, awaiting a hearing.
Well, at least they were together.
Yes. Sí, mi amor, that's right. Sina was in much better shape after everything she'd gone through. And they allowed them to have mosquito nets and soap this time. A stark difference from their days in La Cuarenta. Patri Dede visited as often as they were allowed. They tried to bring with them a much-needed sense of family.
There they are.
Ay, Dios mío, thank you for coming, hermanas. Here, ven, sit. They've left us chairs at least.
¿Y mami, cómo está?
Mami está bien. Praying for the day they'll release you. She had the kids baptized. Donó is godmother to all.
Good choice. She may end up raising them anyway, the way things are going.
Ay, por Dios, don't say that.
Did you bring the cigarettes and the modeling clay?
Mm-hmm, sí. But I could only find Malboro, and I know you like Casino.
Why do you want clay, Mine?
To sculpt Minu and Manolito's faces. It'll be a way to keep them with me. Any word on the sentencing date?
I know, hermana. Not yet. Hey, we stop by to see Manolo, Leandro, and Pedrito.
See, and there's the letter. We put it in the box of clay so the guards wouldn't see.
From Manolo?
Yeah.
Ay, gracias. Thank God for you, hermanas.
He's gone. Open the letter. So, ¿qué dice?
Dear Mine, Leandro, Pedrito, and I are fine. Not a day goes by in which I don't think of you.
I can't wait for us to be all reunited in Montecristi. I'll send a new pencil for you to write to me more often. Remember to destroy my letters. You know they won't hesitate to put you back in solitary or suspend the family visits. We must avoid that. Regards to Mate and Sina. My soul is forever connected to yours. I love you, amor mío. Always. Yours, Manolo.
Oh, qué romántico.
Mami would spend the next few months inside her cell, sculpting the memory she had of me, of my face.
Did you ever get to see the sculpture?
Many years later. But she didn't really get to finish it. As the church became more outspoken about his crimes and the United States retracted their support for his government. Trujillo kept losing the national approval he had once enjoyed. In an attempt to clear his image, he decided to release innocent political prisoners who he held without a reason.
On this Tuesday, August 9th of 1960, in the case of Maria Argentina Minerva Mirabal Reyes de Tavares and Antonia Maria Teresa Mirabal Reyes de Guzman, the court finds the defendants guilty of threatening the safety of the state. They are sentenced to 5 years of public labor for insubordination.
Mami y Tiamate's lawyer fought like hell for an appeal, which was granted, thank God, and the sentence was reduced to 3 years. Sina was also found guilty and sentenced to 30 years. It was a sentence that she would never serve.
Why? Did she die?
Oh, no, thank God, Dios mío. She was temporarily released too, but on the day of the release, Sina finally told Mami Tia about her plans.
I'm going to the Argentinian embassy early in the morning before the Calies begin to surveil me.
Ay, Sina.
I can't wait for the military to come and terrorize me again. It's not too late. You and the children should leave too.
We can't, Sina.
Trujillo is not going to let you live in peace.
I can't take the kids, and I definitely can't leave Manolo behind. If I do, they'll kill him.
How much more humiliation can we endure? They nearly killed us, you know.
We'll miss you, amiga.
I'll miss you both, too. Thank you for fighting the good fight.
Did they ever see her again?
No.
Imagine if they had left. Things would have been much different.
Tal vez, mi amor, tal vez. But Mami Tia Mate would have never left Papi and Tio Leandro behind. They were inseparable.
Mi novio.
Ay, mami, cómo te extrañé.
Ay, yo a ti, dame un besito, ven acá.
Qué bueno que ya estás aquí.
Ay, no te voy a dejar, chula, no te voy a dejar.
Te quiero.
It was one of the happiest days of my life. It felt like ages since I'd last seen them.
Mami, eso estaba riquísimo. Gracias.
De nada, mija.
The kids have grown so much.
Así es, Mine. But we're getting old too, hermana.
Sí. I've grown more hairs than mom since you've been gone. Minerva, todo bien.
I can't stop thinking about the guys.
Yeah, me too.
We all need to stay strong for the kids and keep having faith.
Faith in what? What we need is justice to be served. But we'll never have that as long as Trujillo's in power.
And to think that we almost took him out.
Niñas, I won't have you leave here again. You hear? The movement is over, Minerva y Mate.
The movement will always be alive, mami.
Minerva, por favor. Tú tienes que parar y pensar en tus hijos.
Mami, don't you see? I am thinking of them and every new generation after them. They need to be protected from this terrible regime that killed their grandfather. Remember? They did that to Papi, to all of us. So you tell me, Mami, what's best? To think about myself or to think about the future for my children and their country?
And the regime wasn't the only thing worrying Mami the weeks after her release. Grandma's bank accounts were seized by the state and the family's finances quickly dwindled. My tías and Mami turned to sewing again to make a living. But selling dresses was not a very lucrative business, especially since they were enemies of the state, and people were wary of being associated with them like a plague, you know, como una plaga. So they were forced to sell what they had, like the family furniture, just one more way in which the regime broke apart our family and our home.
Bye! Done.
How much do you think they'll offer?
Qué sé yo. I hope at least 40, 50 pesos. It'll help pay for food and gas for the generator. Whatever it takes to feed these kids.
Sí, pero mira, don't worry, Mine. I still believe that God watches over us. There are better days ahead of us.
I hope so. How are you and Pedrito doing?
Oh, well, marriage is never easy. But true love prevails. And at the end of the day, I do cherish him. It's a sweet man.
A few days later, a guard showed up to announce that Trujillo had ordered Papi y Leandro be transferred to the Salcedo Fort, which was only a few minutes away from the house. But Mami was convinced this was no humanitarian gesture. Trujillo feared the family would seek asylum abroad, as Sina had. With the transfer, the Galies found it much easier to keep a close eye on them. But he wasn't leaving the vigilance to underlings. Later that year, Trujillo began to make a habit out of visiting small towns to instill fear and ensure civilian loyalty. His first stop was, of course, Salcedo. And it's not as if you could miss him. He was as vain about his cars as he was about his suits. People remember him arriving, driving slowly through the town in his luxurious 1957 Chevrolet Bel Air.
How is everything shaping up here, Alves?
As good as one can hope in a town with those damn Mirabal sisters.
Huh?
Always screwing everything up. War on the streets, they've been talking nonsense every chance they get.
What type of nonsense?
Well, with all due respect, Jefe, it's just the same old rhetoric. Nothing that bears repeating. But they are isolated. No one will even get close to them.
I only have two problems left. The damn priest and the Mirabal sisters. It's about time those troubles ended.
I agree. We're at your service, senor. Just say the word.
Duérmanse, mis niños. Vamos, Minu, it's bedtime.
Here, look. I made this for you.
Is this a butterfly? Wow, qué mariposa más linda. It's beautiful. Thank you, Minu.
Can I draw more?
Of course, but tomorrow, okay? Now, lay down, mija.
¿Y esa cara, mi muchachita?
The bad guys are not going to take you away again, right, Mommy?
I'm here with you now, sweetheart. You know I love you very much, right?
I love you too. And Papi. And Manolito. Always. One day we'll get to go back to Montecristi. Right?
One day. Good night, mi amor. Good night, Manolito. Ay, Dios mío, Mami. You scared me. What are you doing up?
I can't sleep, mija.
I'll sit with you. I'm sorry, Mommy.
For?
For the worry that's keeping you up. And all the gray hairs.
You understand what it's like to be a mother now, don't you? All I'll ever want is the best for all four of you, mis hijas.
This is not a lost cause, Mommy. We will overthrow this regime one day, I promise you. Even if it's the last thing we'll ever do.
I knew that I had to treasure every moment I had left with Mommy. And so did Abuela Chea. Trujillo was still obsessed with power. And if there was no escape for him, there would be no escape for his enemies.
Sisters of the Underground is a production of School of Humans in conjunction with iHeartMedia's My Cultura Network and Unbelievable Entertainment, with co-executive producers Eva Longoria and Dania Ramirez. Showrunner and director, Jose Maria Cabral.
The series was written by Jose Maria Cabral and Mary Castellanos. Story by Dania Ramirez and Jose Maria Cabral. Lead producer and story editor, Julia Crisco. Associate producer and first AD, Andrew Harmon. Production manager, Daisy Church. Script supervisor, Sarah Montague. Recording engineer, Clay Hillenberg. Post-production supervisor, Jeremy Gilbertson at Toon Welders in Atlanta. Sound design, mixing, and mastering by Harper W. Harris. Assembly editing by Leah Marie Puffenberger. Jason Shannon composed our score. Music editor, Spencer Willis. Music licensing by Sergio Marte, Lorenzo Lautz at Big Sync Music, and Natalie Brady at Texture Music. Marketing and design by Jasmine Mejia and Claudia Martí Corena. Our incredible cast includes Dania Ramirez as Minú Tavares Mirabal, our narrator. Judy Reyes as Minerva Mirabal. Jane Santos as Doña Chea Mirabal. Celine Toribio as Dede Mirabal. Charlene Taule as María Teresa Mirabal. Akari Endo as Patria Mirabal. Sergio Carlo as Manolo Tavares and the radio announcer. Hemki Madera as Trujillo. Héctor Aníbal as Johnny Aves. Gabriela Stein as Adela. Additional cast includes Juan Villa, Alex Lynn Ward, Jacqueline Calderon Guido, Michael Uribes, Silvio Martins, Ryan Padilla, Darius de la Cruz, Marco Parra, and Daniel Luján. Additional executive producers include Jose Maria Cabral, Mary Castellanos, Giselle Bonsas, Virginia Prescott, L.C. Crowley, and Brandon Barr. Special thanks to Doug Boehm and Abu Zafar at iHeartMedia. Special thanks to Minú Tavares Mirabal, daughter of Minerva and Manolo, who is a politician and activist in the Dominican Republic. She also published the book of letters that we quote throughout the series. It's called Mañana Te Escribiré Otra Vez. Check out our show notes for more details. If you enjoy the podcast, help us get the word out by leaving a review on iTunes or wherever you listen to podcasts. It really helps. Thanks.
School of Humans.
Tengo diabetes.
Yo, asma.
Estamos en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. 19 años o más con afecciones crónicas como asma, diabetes, EPOC o enfermedad cardíaca, o tienes 65 años o más, estás en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Aunque te hayas vacunado previamente con otras vacunas contra la neumonía, Prevnar 20 puede ayudar a proveer protección adicional. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones de 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Los adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. Los efectos secundarios incluyen dolor e hinchazón en el área de la inyección, fatiga, dolor de cabeza, dolor muscular y en las coyunturas. Para obtener la información para la prescripción completa, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid Kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Health Aid Kombucha.
I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff. In my new podcast series, Cold Blooded, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halpern. Experience this investigation in a truly unique way, untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one case, but almost a dozen. Listen to Cold Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Are coming back to Atlanta
right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars, because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th, hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts. But we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.